Hi, I'm Kathy Smith. It's time for Circuit Boot Camp, 40 minutes of fat-burning fun. So we're going to start with 3 minutes of cardio and break it up with 1 minute of strength training. Cardio and then strength training. It makes the time fly by and you burn lots of calories. Before we start, make sure you're wearing comfortable clothes and shoes. You have a couple sets of weights around, a mat or carpeted surface, and maybe even some water. Okay, with that in mind, you ready to get started? Let's start marching it out. Just march to the beat. Okay, let's march it out. We got 3 minutes of cardio. So right now, I want you to march it out, pumping those arms, pumping those legs, getting the body warmed up, getting ready for this workout. Remember, the workout today is yours. So go at your own pace. Do what's right for you. But right now, what's right is to pump those arms, pump those legs. Maybe just take those arms down by your side and shake out those arms. Shake out any tension in the shoulders. Get that blood circulating. Warming up those joints. Okay, let's think about our posture. Abdominals are in, chest is lifted, shoulder blades are down and back. Marching it out. I like this simple march. Really gets my mood going, gets my energy up. I like this feeling when I start to wake up and the body wakes up. Keep pumping. Okay, it's time to pump a little harder now. I want you to get those knees a little higher. If you want, you can take it into a light jog. Otherwise, just pump those knees high. We're pumping. We're going. So, you know, life is all about focus. It's about taking the time to focus on what's important to you. And right now, what you're doing, you're investing in yourself. You're investing this time into yourself to become better, to become more energetic, to become healthier. So take that time and know that you're doing a good thing. You've made a good choice. Just pump it out. Pump it big. I like the music. I like how the music moves me. Now, at any time throughout the day, if you have a favorite song, you can stick it on and do any of these moves. Remember, burning calories throughout the day, you can take some of your favorite moves here and do this at night or do it sometime during the day. Those 5 or 10 minutes you do throughout the day add up because exercise is cumulative. Burn a little calorie here, a little calorie there, and hey, by the end of the day, you've burned a lot of calories. Okay, let's go. Let's go. And pumping. And pumping. Now, if you want, take those arms overhead. And give me a little jig. Dance a little bit with it. Shake it big. Shake it small. Shake it out. Shake it around. Just shake it. Marching and marching. You know, I like to work out with my friends. So sometimes I invite my friends over, go for a walk. So as you do this, remember, spread the word. Tell other people about it. Okay, you have 10 more seconds. We're going to take this into your first strength training move, a squat. Okay, great job. Let's stand with your feet shoulder width apart. And now, sitting back as if you're sitting back into a chair, take it down and press it up. We're going into squats. We're taking it down and up. We're going to go for 1 minute. Here we go. You can go at your own pace, just down, squeeze it up. And remember, each time you squeeze up, I want you to think about squeezing those glutes and those inner thighs together. The weight is in your heels. You're sinking back. The chest is up, down, and up. Keep it going. Take it down, squeeze it up, take it down. Okay, shaping that bum. Make sure you're going low enough. Take it a little deeper as you go down. Think about your breath. Inhale down. Exhale as you press through. And squeeze the buttocks at the top of the move. Squeeze it. Squeeze it. Feeling good. Okay, you ready for your next cardio move? We're going to go for 3 minutes. You got one more squat. Okay, just march it back out again. Time for cardio. Let's do alternating knee lifts. So bring up the right leg, the left leg, the right leg, the left, right, left. Let's add some arms to this. Arms go overhead. Pull those arms down. Arms come down as the knees come up. Use your abdominals. Make it big. Bring it up. Now you can start to widen out your legs and bring the elbow across your body. So as the elbows come down, bring it to the opposite legs. Your legs are a little wider than shoulder width apart. Side to side. Okay, if you want to burn a few more calories, let's start to bring up the intensity by just popping it up on each side. Pop it up. Four more, three more, two more. Now hold it on your right side. Hold it on your right side and just start to bring that knee in. Knee comes to elbow, knee comes to elbow. Bring it across your body, knee to elbow. You're supporting yourself. On your right side, the knee's coming across. Right leg is not moving, left leg's going in toward your elbow. You got it. Ay caramba. Keep it going. Let's switch sides. Put the weight on the left leg. Right knee comes in. Come across your body. Keep it going. Okay, you have 1 more minute of cardio. Now with the cardio, we're burning all these calories. The great thing about this circuit boot camp is that you're strengthening the muscle and you're burning calories at the same time. As we go back and forth between cardio and strength training, you get the best of both worlds. It's a great workout. It can be strenuous, but you're in control. You can make it more strenuous by hopping some of the moves, make it less strenuous by not using your arms, and making the moves a little smaller. Here we go. Take it side to side with the knees. Get those knees up again. Knees come up. Okay, let's finish off with those knees. Put your hands right in front of you and just give me some high knees. Give me high knees for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, our next move is a bicep curl. So feet are shoulder width apart. Knees are slightly bent, tailbone is long, abdominals are engaged. Elbows to the side, let's bend and straighten. Bend and straighten. Okay, you know this move, you've seen this move before. So you control it now. We're doing this bicep, we're going for a minute. You need to pace yourself. Everything in this move is about control, controlling it up, controlling it down. Shoulders are back, shoulder blades are down your back, neck is long, abdominals are lifted, and chest is up. Keep it going. You can slow down the movement a little bit and really do it with control. Well, let's try one really, really slow. Up and really, really slow down. Really, really slow up and really slow down. Try that again. Slow up and slow down. Take it up and take it down. Whoa, I can feel it. Keep it going. We're almost there. Just 10 seconds left to go. 10 seconds. Okay. Last 5 seconds. Hang in there. Good job. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Drop those weights. We're going to go back into a cardio. So catch your breath, and we're going to go into a jump rope. Get out that imaginary jump rope, and let's start. Now remember, basically, jump roping means your hands are going through that action as if you're jumping a rope, and you can either go and prance side to side or you can jump it, depending what's comfortable for your body. If you don't feel like hopping, just bring those heels up. But the main thing is, keep it going, keep the body moving. Focus on what you want to accomplish. And if you want to accomplish weight loss, if you want to get healthier, if you want to get stronger, then you got to stay in the game. You got to keep your head in the game. And it's not about how hard all the time. It's about having fun with things. So even right now, have a little fun. Get a little creative with these moves. You're in your room, you're in your bedroom, you're in the living room, you're in your home, you're in a hotel room. Nobody can see you. So just get wild. Make the arms. Do some jump rope that's kind of creative. Cross in front, cross in back.